Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome to my channel. So I'm considering this a winter fuel allowance cut that Labour has railroaded through. So they won the vote a few days ago, 4 days ago, and 348 MPs voted for it, 228 against. The Conservative Unionist Party voted against the Liberal Democrats and so on. Remember, it's English votes for English law, so only MPs who sit for English constituencies are permitted to vote. Only one Labour MP cast his vote against them, and that was John Trickett. So hats off to him for his moral courage. I mean, presumably have the whip withdrawn, just as seven Labour MPs had it withdrawn just only a few weeks into this parliament, because Trickett said it was a matter of life and death for elderly people in his constituency. But a lot of Labour MPs did not vote, yeah? What was I going to say? So there was Shokat Adam, one of those pro-Palestinian independents representing Leicester South. He said, no, we've got to keep the voters, said we've got to keep the winter allowance, okay, and so on. So Lee Anderson of Reform UK, he said, no, keep the winter fuel allowance. So he's seen as a right-wing party, but he's more compassionate towards needy people than that. A lot of Liberal Democrat MPs like Gideon Amos, for example, so voted this way. So I won't go through all of them, basically. This is just almost every Conservative, Liberal Democrat, and so on. So the independent ones, as in the pro-Palestinian ones, Absana Begum for Poplar and Limehouse. So I'm mistaken, it's actually not just England, it's the entire United Kingdom. That's why the SNP, Traditional Unionist Voice, Sinn Féin, well, actually they don't show up to Parliament. They voted this way as well. So what else are they going to say? It's meant to be means tested. Now, even I would concur, if you're a billionaire pensioner, no, you don't need this. Is it up to £600 or is it only £300 over the winter months? And Labour did say they are increasing the basic state pension. That is true, but only in April. And how does that keep you alive over the next 6 months, just when you need it? Because you turn on more electricity to heat your place through the chilly months. So some Labour MPs were conspicuously absent at the time. So Labour is doing this to prove just how macho they are, balancing the books on the backs of the neediest, some pensioners. And I know that so the poorest pensioners are meant to be able to claim an exemption, but they've got to get their act together, because some of them will have Alzheimer's and just not be able to do it, not understand what's going on. Nor of them will got power of attorney sorted. And the one who's got power of attorney in favour of his or her parents usually might not be diligent and may not take action. So it can bring on strokes, it can cause all sorts of ill health issues. It could aggravate any pre-existing conditions. It can cause pneumonia and so on. So that will clog up the NHS just at exactly the worst possible time of year, in the bleak midwinter when they're snowed under anyway. So don't forgive the pun. So the winter fuel payments were 11.4 million. This past winter, and we go down to only 1.5 million. So that's actually very, very few pensioners will get this exemption. So some of those who didn't vote have publicly said that they are against, but they happen to be out of the country or couldn't. So the winter fuel payments, they kick in November or December. So to top up the low income. So the, I think the maximum, the state pension is going to increase by £460 a year as of next financial year. That's 4%. But I don't think that's actually inflation busting. So that's no big deal, really. And the Conservatives have said, well, how can we be able to find so much money for public sector workers, but not for elderly people? Public sector workers, they could move to better paid jobs. Some of them do. They could do extra work, extra shifts or whatever. But these people are often too old to work. They're in their 80s, they're in their 90s in some cases. So the idea that this is unavoidable is nonsense. How come the Conservatives are able to avoid it? You could raise taxes in other areas. Labour said they are going to raise taxes in other areas. They could do it now. And other factors to bring in. That would be breaking election pledge. But, parties always break election pledges. It's not a good thing to do. Yeah. But it might be better than condemning all these people to a premature death. Okay. So because it'll ruin the NHS so much, which they purport to be so keen to save, they may actually change course. It'll play very badly. And some socialists would say, I did not join the Labour Party in order to freeze elderly people to death. I did not join the Labour Party in order to make life worse for the most vulnerable members of our society. Now, it's partly intergenerational warfare, saying, oh, well, these baby boomers, you know, they came to maturity in the 60s where there were no university fees. Okay, in 1963, only 4% went to university, but jobs were plentiful. Unemployment was very low. You started a job in the morning, you didn't like it, go to the employment office at lunchtime, they find you another that afternoon. It was that easy. Labor shortages, mortgages were very easy to come by. House prices were way, way lower, blah, blah, blah. Welfare state was working, the NHS was thriving, and they just bought houses in the 60s or 70s or 80s under right to buy, and their wealth is appreciated. What about the young? People in their teens or 20s are people who've come to maturity since the credit crunch in 2018. They've never really had rosy times. They've had times where the economy's grown, say, 2% in 1 year. Big wows. You know, in the early 60s, we're growing like sort of 5%. Sometimes in the 80s or the late 90s, it was like that. Anyway, but Labour may be forced to turn around. So people have some said, well, it's because the Conservatives ruined things. Okay, but you're in charge now. You have to take responsibility. If you're not willing to take responsibility, don't be the government. Okay, so it's supposed to be a 1.4 billion welfare black hole that Rachel Reeves, the Chancellor Exchequer, says she inherited from the outgoing Conservative and Unionist administration. But as I say, there are all sorts of ways to fill that. You could cut university places. You could cut civil service salaries, MP salaries. I mean, you could cut, that's any of it. Probably a small contribution towards that. What the money you pay to the royal family, you could reduce the number of embassies, you could reduce the armed forces. Okay, I wouldn't do that one. You could allow tobacco sales, more advertising to raise revenue, loads of things you could do. So yes, it is very possible to do this. So yes, this is a choice they have made. And don't pretend you have no choice. People say, I have no choice, when the choice they've made is indefensible. So it's not a good look for Labour. And they may, as I say, be forced to perform a volte-face on this one. Now, partly elderly people are much more likely to vote Conservative. The average age you become more likely to vote Conservative than Labour is 67 this election, because it was a dismal election for the Tories. And the previous general election, 2019, it was 47. So Labour are far more popular amongst the junior generation. So we've got to have money, do something for the young. And probably there's bad news coming for people in their teens and 20s quite soon. You know, university fees in England anyway, at £9,250 per annum for a bachelor's degree. And that's just completely unsustainable. We'd have to go up to £12,500 at least for universities to break even. Roughly 140 universities in the UK. At least several of them are facing bankruptcy within the next 12 months. Is Labour going to look after their pinko liberal comrades, these dons, quite possibly a bailout? So people who didn't go to university pay for them. We pay for people to go to university who shouldn't attend tertiary education whatsoever, who failed their A-levels, got dismal A-levels, doing Mickey Mouse courses, going to get themselves 50,000 quid in debt to go to a Maoist madrasa to be indoctrinated with wokery and come out even less employable than they started off. And you're not doing them any favours. No, let them go bust. They are effectively businesses and they must be subject to the disciplines of the market. Okay, when something is overvalued, the price falls, fewer people buy it or whatever. Or we could have a completely free market system and let universities charge what they want and not top it up. You know, £236 billion of student debt, £236 billion. Bear in mind the UK's national budget is about £1.1 trillion a year. It's almost a quarter of that. Now, the government estimates only about 40% of this will ever be repaid. So that's something like £150 billion that the taxpayer is going to have to repay. And it's getting worse. It's going up all the time. So the obvious sensible thing is not to have almost 50% of young people go to university, have it far fewer. And then the problem would disappear. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe to me on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.